But extreme temperatures are causing havoc in other parts of the globe too, not just in California. While Australia's in the grip of one of the worst droughts on record, dry and hot weather conditions are also fueling wildfires across Europe. In Portugal, more than 700 firefighters are battling a major wildfire in the Algarve region, and dozens of fires are raging across Sweden, which is going through its worst drought in 74 years. Lyndon Pronto is a fire management and climate specialist at the Global Fire Monitoring Centre in Germany. Lyndon Pronto, welcome to breakfast.
Good morning, Fran. Thank you.
Lyndon, we heard there about the large-scale fires burning across California. There's huge fires in Portugal, in Sweden, other parts of the US and Europe too. It's a blisteringly hot summer in Europe. But is this level of fire activity across so many countries unprecedented in the Northern Hemisphere?
Yeah, I think so. I think that this is the first time, at least when we've been aware and really looking at these issues, that we have had really so many fires hitting countries all at the same time. In the Mediterranean region, in principle, it's not so new because these countries and have the same climate. And so when you have fires affecting one country, generally you have them affecting another country. The difference this time is that it's involving the high north that the fires, the countries that are not necessarily as equipped or used to dealing with the fires as maybe the Mediterranean countries are asking for assistance in their own challenges. And, you know, it's difficult to fill all these requests when so many countries are experiencing challenges at once.
Yeah, I'll come to the resources in a minute, but you say, you know, it's not so unusual in Europe because they're experiencing the same climate, but it is unusual, as you say, that they're in the north of Europe. I mean, there are fires burning in countries like Finland and Latvia, not usually prone to fires. Last month, there were 60 fires burning across Sweden, including in the Arctic Circle. Why are we seeing fires occurring in countries where wildfires were not so common in the past?
Well, of course, it has to be attributed to the general climate conditions. We've had extraordinary dry summer, and you know, it was a very cold winter as well. So the combination of these two has led to a very very dry conditions, and then very, very little rainfall. Or no rainfall, as it were, in many places, just makes for quite an unusual situation.
The temperatures across Europe and across America are extraordinary. We've had, you know, 48 degrees in Portugal and places of Portugal over the weekend, 44 degrees in, you know, Cordoba in southern Spain. In California, they're looking at temperatures peaking around 43 degrees Celsius, or and the mercury is hitting 45 degrees and rising. These are really unseemly temperatures, aren't they? How common are these kind of temperatures across Europe and, as we see in America too, at the same time? What's causing them?
Well, it's a little difficult to really say outright. I mean, the temperatures themselves are not necessarily shattering temperature records everywhere. Mm. That certainly is not the reason why we have such, or the only reason why we have such a severe fire situation. It's also really the moisture. You know, here, sitting here in Germany, it feels like a California summer. I've only been in Germany for the last 4 years, but, you know, it's the first time where I go outside and it feels dry and windy, like it would on a August afternoon in the foothills in California. So it's not just the temperature. It's really all around the weather and climate conditions, which are conducive for fires to spread.
It's 23 past six. Lyndon Pronto is our guest fire management and climate specialist at the Global Fire Monitoring Centre. With all these fires, how equipped is Europe, I suppose, particularly to deal with so much fire activity at one time? We've heard in the report before there were 14,000 firefighters out fighting those Californian bushfires. We know there's 700 firefighters out in Portugal, but there are fires in a whole range of countries and the threat of fires in more. Does Europe have the resources, the training? Is it equipped for bushfire activity on this scale?
Well, one has to first point out that California, you know, you can't really keep be compared. You know, California or, you know, the United States wildland fire fighting, you know, with very few exceptions in Europe. You know, we have Spain and Portugal, which have, you know, pretty advanced wildland fire services. But yes, to come back to your question, you know, this this issue of training and equipment is, in fact, coming up now. And it's coming up also at in higher levels in government. And it's not that it's not necessarily a level of preparedness or is someone to blame or are we ill-equipped or I mean, it's really just climate change is here and the many of the land use policies and, you know, call them mistakes or just parts of our history are catching up to us in the way we've used land. We saw Portugal last year where we had over 100 deaths. And what really came out there was the role of mono timber plantations and how, you know, some of these lobbies really played a big part in how the landscape has been has evolved.
Yes.
In other parts of Europe, we really have large issues with land abandonment, and so that creates also fuel buildup. And in these areas, we have also we don't have fire services that actually have jurisdiction in these areas that were once or still under the agricultural departments or the agricultural jurisdictions. So yeah, I mean, we have fire services in general in Europe are not specifically trained for wildland firefighter wildland fire activity or suppression, which also means that they do not have some of the same type of lightweight clothing or versatile equipment, smaller fire engines, for example, or smaller hose. So this is an issue that's now in the spotlight, and it's certainly a good time to start preparing for the future.
Lyndon Pronto, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Lyndon Pronto, Fire Management and Climate Specialist at the Global Fire Monitoring Centre in Germany.